The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick 6 Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Tuesday, January 11th, and we have an emergency podcast because after a full day and a half of waiting, the New York Football Giants have given in to their fans' demands, requests, pleads, and please, and fired Joe Judge. Joe Judge out as coach of the New York Giants after just 2 years. Joining me to break it down, Debo. What's up, Debo?
Yeah, bad news for me as an Eagles fan. I love having bad coaches within the division, and we don't know what the next hire will be. The string of recent Giants coaches, really since Tom Coughlin, has been bad to very bad and not much better than that. So not a great day for me as an Eagles fan. I thought we would have escaped this and had at least another season to go against Joe Judge two times. But yeah, do you think in this situation that it is – listening to the fan base?
I think some of it is. All right. So I think some of it is a fan base. Just for the quick timeline to run it down. Joe Judge was reported with 2 or 3 weeks, like basically over in week 16, because it was Christmas. Because before week 16, Joe Judge, it was leaked out to that Joe Judge handed out the largest bonuses ever given to team employees on Friday. I mean, the stories just don't pop up that regularly. On Sunday morning, it's reported by Adam Schefter of ESPN that Joe Judge likely to be retained for one more year and that Dave Gettleman, the GM, would be forced to retire. The thinking was that from the Giants' perspective, they were embarrassed to fire Joe Judge after 2 years. Like, they were humiliated. They keep having to churn these coaches and they can't win football games. Haven't been to the playoffs since they won their Super Bowl in the 2011 season. It's a long time.
Made the playoffs in 2016.
You're right. They made the playoffs in 2016. But that was the McAdoo boat game, right?
Yep.
And then, yes, and then everything fell apart. So that's right. Sorry. They've been to the playoffs once since then, but I think they've been terrible basically since then. And so the Giants wanted to keep him. They have a meeting with him on Monday. He meets with the team as well and tells the team that, you know, he doesn't say, I'm staying. And the Giants never confirmed he was back, but he was telling the team, get prepared for 2022, stay in shape, don't get in trouble, blah, 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 Joe Judge stuff. Then over the course of like the last 12 to 24 hours, it's been reported that in these meetings that Joe Judge even asked the Giants ownership if he told them he wanted to have a hand in picking the next GM, which is really, really ballsy when you're about to be fired to suggest that. The Giants, presumably, John Mara and Steve Tisch took that offensively. And I would guess that they started talking to, you know, it came out that Kevin Abrams, in-house guy, wasn't going to be considered for the GM job. Wasn't even going to get an interview. Wasn't going to ask for an interview. They requested a bunch of outside GM interviews. And I would guess that a combination of factors. One, you know, these GMs they were talking to and people that they were talking to as part of the search firm, or, you know, not the search firm, but as part of the overall search for the GM, I bet they got a lot of feedback like, look, we're not interested. People won't be interested or as interested if Joe Judge is in place. Because no GM wants to come in and you have to deal with a year of Joe Judge knowing you might not win anything. And then you have to fire him a year after and hire your own guy. I would guess also, I mean, I don't know if you saw this, but like, if you read any tweet relating to the Giants, like the Kevin, like Albert Breer tweeted about like Kevin Adams not getting an interview. And it's just nothing but Giants fans be like, W, finally a rare W. Like, yes, yes. And like, go read the tweets where it's like Joe Judge has been fired. I mean, it is just pure elation from Giants fans. So I think the feedback from Giants fans probably not helping. And then ultimately, like Joe Judge is trying to weasel his way into the GM search. Probably they felt like, God, we just got a clean slate here. Because with Joe Judge, they didn't even have that. You know, they bounced back and forth with these GMs who they brought in and out and the coaches who they bring in and out. They needed a clean break, just like the Bears did. Not saying they'll get it right. I agree with you. If I'm an Eagles fan, Washington fan, Dallas fan, I'm upset. You were hoping they keep Joe Judge. But probably the smart move by the Giants to ultimately do this.
I mean, just universally despised. And I think we see it more because that Giants fan base is so big and so vocal on social media. But I can't remember a coach, not to say last year went well by any stretch, but this year, just the way that things devolved and really, like you have explained many times, kind of talked his way out of the job. The whole clown show thing, which you broke down on Sunday night, yep. The embarrassment against Washington, and even the Giants from up top letting him extend another day, talk to the players, and then fire him. And that's just a sign of a poorly run franchise from top to bottom. So Joe Judge, an issue, but I think it goes well beyond him.
John Mara's statement, I said before the season started, I wanted to feel good about the direction we were headed when we played our last game of the season. If that's your goal for whether you're keeping Joe Judge or not, you're not keeping Joe Judge. Unfortunately, I cannot make that statement, which is why we have made this decision. I don't get what the Giants' deal is. Why are they so cowardly about using the word fired? Like Dave Gettleman had to retire, Joe Judge relieved of his duties. Just fire somebody. You're freaking New York Giants.
Part ways.
Yeah, I mean, you're in New York. Fire somebody. You're a freaking New Yorker. You're an abrasive, rude Yankee. Fire somebody. Pretend it's Nick Costos telling them what's happening. You're fired.
Everything just kind of sounds like some version of It's Always Sunny right now for you.
Yeah, basically.
So for Joe Judge, we recognize probably a poor leader, not a great in-game coach, but the situation he stepped into and kind of the talent in the roster, how much blame does he get versus what he had to work with starting Daniel Jones for part of the year and then the latter part of the year having to toggle back and forth between Jake Fromm and no shots taken but Mike Glennon.
No shots taken. I mean, look, Mike didn't have an easy situation in there. I mean, Jake Fromm didn't have an easy situation. Daniel Jones didn't have an easy situation. You know, I think one of the problems is when it's hard for these guys because, like, I'm not saying Joe Judge would have been good somewhere else. I think part of the problem, so a couple of things. One, it is becoming increasingly difficult, I think, for coaches in 2021, 2022, even, you know, a few years ago, to come in and act like these Bill Belichick coaches have to stop acting like Bill Belichick acts when they get to where they're going. Like, you can't come in with no skins on the wall and just act like an a-hole. I mean, look at, you know, these professional, you know, look at Urban Meyer. You know, I know he's got skins on the wall in college, but you can't come in and run a place like you ran a college program. You can't be Matt Patricia and go to Detroit and just bully people and be arrogant and condescending and demeaning. You can't go to the Giants and, you know, have players running wind sprints like from Jump Street, you know, to prove how tough and disciplined you are and then be completely undisciplined. And, you know, you either have to, if you're going to talk that talk, one, you have to walk that walk, and two, you got to pile up W's. Because, you know, if you're at military school and you're losing games, it ain't fun. If you're at military school and you're winning rings, you can deal with it. You know, that's sort of the difference there. So I think that's one aspect of it. The second aspect of the talent stuff, I mean, no, they didn't have talent. This was a terrible offensive line. You know, they had drafted Andrew Thomas and Will Hernandez. But, you know, Daniel Jones was an
unproven soldier. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so a soldier. Yeah. They brought in soldier. Soldier has been pretty bad. There were some players on defense, and that defense was okay for time. It's for stretches. You know, James Bradbury ended up being a good free agent signing. But basically, you know, Joe Judge came in. You pick this situation. You know that Daniel Jones has to be the guy. You know, you have to win with Daniel Jones. You took the job, man. But yeah, it's tough to win where they were.
And with that said, you know, Daniel Jones and not trying to relieve Joe Judge of blame, but when Daniel Jones started this year, the Giants 4-7 without Daniel Jones, 0-6. If sure. he starts the full season and they go, say they win two of their final
6-11,
final six, 6-11,
he's probably not fired,
right?
Yeah, I mean that's, you know, that's sort of the problem too, is that you and look, here's the other thing. Joe Judge, as I stated a few minutes ago, was safe 3 weeks ago. I mean, the Giants, they were embarrassed to fire another coach. They understood he'd been dealing with a ton of different quarterbacks, that the talent level wasn't there, that, you know, Dave Gettleman was going to move on. They could bring in another GM. And he had the 11-minute rant after week 17, answering a press conference question, telling all these crazy lies. I mean, Bill Barnwell did a podcast just breaking down the press conference. You know, that's a bunch of attention that the Giants don't want. That's embarrassing. I mean, I'm not saying the podcast was everything, but like, that's all anybody was talking about for a week was Joe Judge. And then, and that was in the, by the way, was that the same week that Antonio Brown took his shirt off and left a football game in the middle of the game. And all anybody talked about was Joe Judge. Then the next week you have the quarterback sneak. I mean, Chris Myers is on the Fox broadcast going, that's sad. You know what I mean? Like it was sad and pathetic in the ending to the season. And that sort of attention is just not going to help your case. So, yeah, I think to answer your original question, which I didn't answer at all, really, but that's standard for me, is what? That what? Is that Joe Judge was not assisted by the talent in New York, but
Go ahead.
That he took the job knowing what the talent was and knowing that there was an edict to fix Daniel Jones and make Daniel Jones a franchise quarterback. And like you said, 4-7 with him, that's fine. Doesn't matter. You still, you know.
Daniel Jones, not franchise quarterback caliber. He's not a complete bust. He's not as good as you would want for a number 6 overall pick. Somewhere in between there is where we've seen Daniel Jones through 2 years of Joe Judge.
Hasn't he had three? Has he only had two head coaches, right?
Two head coaches.
Yeah. He hadn't had three. That's right.
Let's real quick, the past three head coaches, McAdoo, Shurmur, Judge, rank them in terms of best to worst, worst to first. It's a tough list there.
It sure is. We're a long ways off from
little recent
Dan Reeves, Jim Fossil and Tom Coughlin.
Yeah.
And you had Steve Spagnuolo for four games when
four, yeah,
was fired as an interim. We don't count that though.
Like you said, for a historic franchise that truly is on the level of their counterpart Jets that they share a stadium with in terms of laughing stocks of the NFL right now, with really no direct path to.
They won two Super Bowls in 5 years. In 5 years, they were.
It was a decade ago. It feels like three decades ago.
It really does. Yeah, it's like. You know, Eli Manning, exactly. I would say that clearly Ben McAdoo is the tops, right? He went to the playoffs one time.
They took over the roster from Tom Coughlin and went 11-5 in that first season, but then everything fell apart the next year in which they went 3-13.
Yes. And remember that if I remember this correctly, in the 11-5, so before Tom Coughlin's last year, Jerry Reese went out on a huge spending spree. And I can't remember, was it his last year or was it, because they went 6-10, 6-10. Or was Jerry Reese the GM of the 2016 Giants? How can I not remember that? Yeah, Jerry. Okay, that's what it was. That's what it was. Tom Coughlin got fired after the 2015 season. Jerry Reese was not fired. In that offseason, he went out and went on a crazy free agency spending spree. And everybody's like, this is not going to work out for you guys. It did kind of, because the team went 11-5, but it was a lot of smoke and mirrors. You look at their expected win-loss for that season, 8.8, or expected wins, 8.8. This is not a habit that can be. We're live on YouTube. Do you want to say hello to YouTube?
Hello, YouTube.
What's up, Robbie?
How you doing?
Where's the switch?
I don't know. You're gonna have to go find it. I'm podcasting. Yeah, you're a YouTuber now, bro. He loves YouTube. So, Thanks, YouTube, for saying hey to him. Anyway, Jerry Reese spent all that money. They go 11-5. The boat incident in the offseason, or the boat picture in the offseason. Then everything crashes back down to earth because it's not sustainable to spend like that in free agency and not, you know, develop your roster in the way that you need to develop it. So the Giants have since then been terrible. So they hired Dave Gettleman after the 2016 season. No, that's right.
Reese was there through 2017.
Reese and McAdoo were fired mid-season, and they hired Dave Gettleman when he left the Panthers.
And what did Gettleman do right away?
Drafted Saquon Barkley. Immediately drafted Saquon Barkley. Oh, my God. And so Dave Gettleman's been there for 18, 19, 20, and 21. And so, I mean, there've been okay moments in the draft, but some really botched stuff by Dave Gettleman, including the Barkley, the Daniel Jones draft, pick him too early. You know, they traded back up into the first round. He's had a couple of guys that have been good, but you know, you go back to they could have drafted Josh Allen and Nick Chubb instead of Saquon Barkley and Will Hernandez
or Quentin Nelson. Year, getting sniped by a divisional opponent where they think they're going to land Devontae Smith and end up with Kadarius Toney, who showed just a couple of flashes this year, not bust by any stretch. And like you mentioned, Andrew Thomas, Will Hernandez, some of those offensive line picks throughout the years, Xavier McKinney, a pretty nice player, Dexter Lawrence and DeAndre Baker, those two first-round picks in 2019. After Daniel Jones, three first-round picks in that 2019 draft, and that's not the haul that you would expect when you have three first-round picks.
As people in the chat point out, thank you for saying hello to Robbie, guys, Kenny Golladay this offseason, another example of a free agent signing. It didn't score a touchdown. It was just terrible this season. And I love Kenny Golladay, but, man, that did not work out.
Four for 72. I know not real numbers, but that's probably the worst deal of 2021.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could have told me 4 for 72 is his like stat line or his contract. You're like he had four catches for 72 yards on the
stat line over like three games.
No, I believe it for the season, the way he played. So, yeah, I mean, I would say that it is one McAdoo.
And this is from worst to best or best
to worst. I think, okay. I mean, just because McAdoo went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, then I am going to.
But McAdoo lasted the least amount of time of any of these guys.
Yeah, which is pretty incredible. God, they fired it. They went to the playoffs and fired him the next year. So you have a bad season. What are you doing? I want to say that I will say McAdoo. Did Shermer preside over the Eli benching? Or is that McAdoo? Is that what got McAdoo fired late in the season? He benched Eli for Geno Smith and ruined Eli's streak?
I want to say yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. 2017 is when Geno had that start.
The Giants owners were like, what have you done? They fired him midseason. So I'm going to say McAdoo won. Yeah, that is true. That's a pretty bad one. He screwed over Eli. But he still went to the playoffs. So I'll take McAdoo 1, Shermer 2, Joe Judge 3. Shermer at least was somewhat dignified in his job. Wasn't a complete clown show. Didn't call it somebody else a clown show. And helped to at least usher out the Eli Manning era in respectable fashion. Does that seem fair?
Solid list. I'm just basking in like recent Eagles history of feeling confident going up against these coaches and these Giants teams. But yeah, that's a fair list.
Somebody in the chat says, Tomkovich says, bold prediction, Adam Gase to the Giants. Can you even imagine?
Promotion for Freddie Outhouse?
Freddie Kitchens going up top. Jen Sylvius points out, Shermer would be one, even though he sucked too. Yeah, I mean, you're picking, you know, between three piles of poop.
It's tough. That's why I wanted to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I think Shermer is probably the least clown car of the three, but he also has the lowest winning percentage of the three. Like he had, Shermer had won less games than Joe Judge, which is, and that's probably only because of the 17 game season, but yeah, whatever.
And the theme here has been the Giants as an embarrassing organization. I think that's clear. I don't think we'll get in an argument. And now check out in the feed right now. We ranked the vacancies yesterday. This is bottom of the list, right?
Yeah, easily bottom of the list.
Easily below the Bears.
Yeah. Bears have Justin Fields at least. Giants do have two first round draft picks, but they are not in a. Now, the only way, I'll tell you what, let's take a break. And when we come back, I'll tell you the only way the Giants could move up the list and who are some candidates for the Giants job next.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. A Russell Wilson trade. That's the answer. You trade to your two. And I don't, it seems increasingly less likely that Russell Wilson will be dealt based on sort of how that thing's concluded in Seattle. You know, we saw Russ very excited on the sidelines with Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll said he's not going anywhere, that he believes Russ is, it can fit, but maybe that'll change over the course of the offseason.
Same deal with Joe Judge. A couple of weeks ago, you would put the percentage a lot, you know, lower that he would be fired, ends up getting fired. And then the reverse situation for Russell Wilson, where probably a point in the season, somewhere after that return from the injury and things looked bleak and he wasn't recovering quite as quickly, where you'd say over 50% Russ was on another team next season. And now, I don't know your odds, but 10, 20%?
I would say maybe 22% that Russ is on.
22.
Just random. Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, if the Giants were able to trade Daniel Jones and their two first-round picks for Russell
Number
Wilson.
5 and 7. 5 and 7 is what the Giants have. 5th is their own pick, and then the 7th from the Bears off the deal last year.
The problem is that Daniel Jones is like, rookie deal is almost up, and he's, you know, hasn't been healthy and hadn't been very good. Maybe the Seahawks, if they decided they were going to rebuild, and I just don't think Pete Carroll wants to rebuild at his age, you would do five. You would say 5-7 and next year's first, or 5-7 and a second for Russ.
I think it's a great deal, good deal for Seattle. If you decide as a franchise, it is time to move on from Russell Wilson. If there's any inkling that he wants to stay around, then I think you pass on that offer.
Yes, I agree with that completely. I think he might be. I think there's a chance that he's still dealt, but I don't know. I mean, if you're Pete Carroll, are you really trading Russ Wilson and thinking like, all right, I'm 70, we'll just reboot this thing up with no Russ and a couple of the Giants picks and a questionable draft? I mean,
and I know quarterback matters a lot when we talk about these vacancies, but even with the other circumstances around the Giants, they don't bolt to the top of the list, do they? Even with Russ, I know he's super important. One of the best quarterbacks in the league, future Hall of Famer, but they don't bolt to number one or two, do they? Or do they get pretty up there for you?
They're pretty up there if they got Russell Wilson, especially in that division where, I mean, you know, the Eagles made the playoffs. Don't get me wrong. Dallas looks good, but you know, you don't feel like Dallas is just going to make every smart move from now until the end of time. And then it's been bandied about like the Giants should go try and hire Will Will Clay. Is it Will Clay or it's not Will McClay? Will Clay. Is it McClay? Am I forgetting this? Oh, well, look.
McClay.
Is Will McClay, right?
McClay. I'm just going to reference your list yesterday when
it's
we
Will McClay. Will McClay would be he's the VP of pro personnel with the Cowboys. And he's like the guy but he never gets a credit to being GM. He can never be GM because Jerry is. So you go and try and lure him to the Giants to run it. I don't think he would do that to the Cowboys, but you know, you would hurt the Cowboys and you know, bring in a guy.
As a reminder, before we get to the next coach candidates, your list from yesterday, most desirable jobs to least desirable. You had Jaguars, Vikings, Broncos, Bears, Dolphins. So right now, Giants
slot in at
number six.
They might go up to number one. I mean, are you sure you're definitely not? I mean, are you definitely winning more easily in Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence than you are with Russell Wilson? I mean, Russell Wilson, the Giants look a lot like you get an offensive coach and let Russ cook and get some, you know, Kadarius Toney. I mean, I think, you know, Galladay was a bust, obviously, but he can be better. They got some players. I could talk myself into it for sure.
All right, so coach, you come in with the mindset that there is this potential Russell Wilson deal on the table and the Giants ownership thinking, you know, maybe we have a chance to acquire Russ. In that case, which coaches make sense?
This is pointed out by The Athletic, theathletic.com, Dan Duggan at the Athletic. He said the obvious conclusion is that it's hard to find a good head coach in the NFL. The Giants haven't even been looking at the right candidates. They didn't interview Frank Reich. They didn't interview Mike Vrabel. They didn't interview Doug Peterson before he was hired by the Eagles. And they didn't in this, and he wasn't on the Giants radar. I'm saying, and it points out, is this true? They attempted to interview Sean McDermott, Sean McVay, and Matt LaFleur. Surely
you would think.
Oh my.
So we remember just from going back to their last coaching cycle, which was two Januaries ago.
Yep.
The whole deal with Matt Rhule, right?
Oh yeah. That was the Jets.
Was it?
It was the Jets who wanted to make him bring in somebody. But the Giants did interview Matt Rhule, I believe.
Okay. I thought that was the Giants. I know they also spoke.
No, it was 100% the Jets.
To McCarthy.
But Matt Rhule coached for the Giants previously.
Okay.
Here, so in 2018, when they hired Shermer, I'm getting this from Duggan with The Athletic. Their other interviewees were McDaniels, Spagnuolo, Matt Patricia, Steve Wilks, Eric Studisville. In 2016, when they hired McAdoo, the other field of Giants candidates were Spagnuolo, jeez Louise, guys, Doug Marrone, Adam Gase, Mike Smith, and Terrell Austin. Wow. Of those, of all the people that they've interviewed, excluding the two that they hired, there was one winning season between the entire pool of candidates that they interviewed, and obviously one with McAdoo. So two winning seasons amongst six head coaches out of the entire pool of people that they interviewed. So something is not. This is not maybe even about who's getting hired.
Oh, they just have to this year hitting on like three of the six interviews would be a win. They don't even have to hit on the head coach that they're going to inevitably fire in two more years. They just have to start getting these interview right to set themselves up for 2024.
Would you want to see your buddy Doug Peterson in New York?
No. Just coming from a fan perspective, I don't want to have to go up against a former coach. I'm glad that Andy Reid is tucked away in the AFC West, and Andy Reid a better coach, clearly, than Doug Peterson. But no, I don't want to see Doug within the division. But I think it's someone that makes sense and is popping up on every single interview request, interview list that we're seeing. So if the Giants want to have at least one interview hit, talk to Doug.
Yep,
so let's go ex-girlfriend route. Crazy ex-girlfriend. We're staying away from it. Josh McDaniels out. Josh McDaniels out.
I don't think Josh McDaniels is out.
Okay. Just the Belichick disciple, the whole, you know, you said the Dolphins can't go Patriots route because of Flores. Same apply. I know we got the special teams world here with Joe Judge, but.
Yeah, I think Judge is more like I don't think McDaniels would. I mean, I get it. I don't think that. I don't think it removes his name from the conversation, though. Like, okay. I think you can still go talk to him. Brian Daboll would make sense. Also, the Giants being in the NFC and Belichick, you know, Belichick likes the Giants, like reveres the Giants, hates the Jets, reveres the Giants organization. So I don't think Belichick would be, you know, super annoyed. But Brian Daboll, Nathaniel Hackett, Jim Harbaugh Jim Harbaugh. I know I mentioned Jim Harbaugh on every show, but like the dude wins.
It's a similar list. If you're Harbaugh, are you going to the Raiders or the Giants? With all due respect to Rich Bisaccia,
probably the Raiders.
Yeah. But
unless you got Russell Wilson, obviously.
Very well might not be an opening. So.
Right. Exactly. And then Doug Peterson, I think, makes sense. You know, I think that the Giants need to stop trying to find their Belichick or find their next guy. Get some, like, Tom Coughlin worked in New York. It is a really difficult market to coach in. It is, you know, I mean, Joe Judge was pronounced safe and still wasn't safe. It's a hard market to coach in. Go get somebody who has experience coaching in the NFL in the past. Daboll wouldn't work there, but Harbaugh. Oh, no.
Hackett, Gerard Mayo.
I'm not trying to go find some offensive coordinator who's like the next guy. You know, the old formula of just you find an offensive coordinator who's a hot name and hope he can become a good coach. Because it hadn't worked for – I mean, that's – you know, Shermer had Shermer had experience in Cleveland, of course, and that didn't work out, I guess, either. So, I mean, I'm getting somebody
– Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, he wasn't good in Cleveland. Yeah, I'm getting somebody who has a track record of winning – football games as a head coach in the NFL if I'm the Giants and hoping they can bring some stability and they can deal with the media. You know, like you can deal with the media and the fans. Maybe it's Doug Peterson, maybe it's Jim Caldwell, maybe it's Jim Harbaugh.
Recent firings, I think the two most likely to get head coaching jobs next year that were recently fired would be Brian Flores and then potentially Mike Zimmer. Either of those in this situation?
Absolutely. I think I think you could make the case that the Giants might have it wouldn't be crazy to have reached out to Brian Flores and gauge interest like during this 24-hour period where you're discussing whether Joe Judge is fired. Dan Quinn? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Dan Quinn, what they need to me.
Definitely, like if we're just keeping it to interdivision Cowboys, like you're pulling Dan Quinn probably before Kellen Moore if you're the Giants just because of that situation. You want to get someone a little bit more proven, been to a Super Bowl.
I think Jerry Jones might fire Mike McCarthy and promote Kellen Moore if the Giants try to steal Kellen Moore. And then the Giants can hire Mike McCarthy.
Cowboys lose to the Niners this weekend. Sets off a little chain of events.
Yeah, for sure. The
Marvin Lewis?
I don't know about Marvin Lewis. Maybe Marvin Lewis.
I mean,
Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien in the chat. Yeah, these guys are good. You guys are coming. Nick Saban. That's a good one, Christopher Mitchell. Go get Nick Saban. But no, Bill O'Brien. You know, lost the national championship game on Monday night. Not really his fault, but he certainly went viral for freaking out in the press box. I think Bill O'Brien got a bad rap as a head coach in Houston, but he went to the playoffs a bunch. Certainly the GM stuff.
Don't give him those roles as general manager, and I think they're in a better spot.
The problem is, I think that. Somebody in the chat too says, I disagree. That's the wrong way to look at a coaching search. Yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with my statement that that's how I want to do a coaching search, but the Giants are a hot mess and they need somebody just to like, I'm not saying they need to, you don't want to say like go hire a bridge coach, but you've got to hire somebody to get you through more than 2 years. You know, I mean, you can't fire a fourth coach in 8 years. That is a disaster if that happens. So Leslie Frazier is a good name on there. I don't know if Leslie Frazier wants to deal with the New York market, but he certainly has experience and was not a bad coach in Minnesota.
So, I mean, the game of in your mindset, like does your gut tell you that they would seek someone on the offensive side of the ball, someone on the defensive side? It's not like you have this quarterback that needs or I should say a more established quarterback that you'd love to pair with a dynamic offensive mind. You kind of have equal poor defense and offense where you're not really leaning either way for this offense or defensive minded coach.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think my thing is, my issue is that if you are the last three guys, you have to be you have to understand that, you know, you're going to have to weather a storm. And with Shermer had experience, of course, but McAdoo and Joe Judge were learning how to be head coaches on the fly in this storm that is the New York market. And I don't think that's what you want to have to do with a head coach while trying to, you know, figure out Daniel Jones and deal with, you know, Dave Gettleman and changing front office. I mean, the whole thing is just, you know, I would want a steady hand if I'm the Giants ownership, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if that's sort of the direction they take.
You know, the perfect bridge coach, Tom Coughlin.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
75-year-old Tom
Coughlin. Urban Meyer?
Some people in the chat talking about defensive coordinator Patrick Graham. Any thoughts on Graham?
The thing that sucks is Patrick Graham's a really good coordinator, and now you're going to probably lose him if you go hire a new coach. I don't know that you want to promote from the regime, but I would guess that the Giants fans would not hate the idea.
I'm trying to think of a situation where a really bad team that's had to fire their coach for being bad has hired from within, and that has worked out or even happened. You know what I mean? Like, when you're that bad, you go outside the organization for that reason.
This is a good point by Joe in the chat. I assume it's not Joe Judge, although he's clearly has free time. I don't know if you can put that up on the screen. The issue is that if Daniel Jones doesn't stay, the Giants are pressed to either sign a vet or draft, which this draft is light on QBs. No vet is going to want to play behind this line. That is 100% true. I would tell you that there's a very good chance that those guys who played quarterback for the Giants this year are you know, that, like, they didn't have a great, you know, I would guess they didn't have a great time. We can joke about the stats all we want and the bad passer rating and the quarterback sneaks and all that, but these guys had no time behind that offensive line, whether it was Fromm, Daniel Jones, Mike Glennon. I mean, they were under siege. Like, that makes it that it's, you know, Joe Judge didn't have a good, hired Jason Garrett. Like, that should have been the biggest red flag of all.
Yeah. And talking about the draft picks, if this was a stronger quarterback class, maybe, you know, with Jacksonville not taking a quarterback at one, you're not sure about Detroit's future at two. You really like Davis Mills with Houston at three. There's going to be opportunities to take a quarterback at 5 and 7 for sure. But do you want to hitch your wagon to Matt Corral when you have Daniel Jones already? Right now, Ryan Wilson has, with a 5th pick, the Giants taking Kyle Hamilton, the safety out of Notre Dame, and then coming back with a 7th pick and taking a center, Tyler Linderbaum, out of Iowa at number 7.
I mean, I think that if you're the Giants, and this is why it's pretty key that they got Dave Gettleman out now, because Dave Gettleman loves to chase bad money with good. You know, he's like, all right, well, I drafted Daniel Jones. It's not working out. I'm doubling down. We're getting, you know, we're signing Kenny Galladay and John Ross, and we're going to, you know, draft Kadarius Toney or try to get Devontae Smith. And what they need to do is just say, look, just admit that you're a rebuild. They can't mentally do that. The Giants think that they're supposed to be this great blue blood organization that just wins. I mean, you haven't won. You've won once in 10 years. You know, you are not an elite organization. You need to accept reality, to take these 2 draft picks, figure out what the appreciating assets are on your roster. Like, the reality is you just got to let Saquon Barkley go. You might love him. He might end up being great somewhere else. You can't pay that dude a huge running back contract.
Would he even command a huge contract at this point?
I don't think he would agree to take a crappy contract. I think he'd just go be a free agent. I don't know. I mean, I think he likes
stuff. I don't know what else will be out there considering the injury history.
It's a little like Baker's deal with the Browns. You know, like, what do you do? And with Daniel Jones, you know, you have to make, you know, ideally you get a coach who can help. Maybe he has a breakout season. Maybe he can stay healthy for a year. You know, more likely is that, you know, that eventually they have to move on from him and they have to try to figure out the situation elsewhere. They need to, you got to hit on those 2 first round picks. You just got to get 2 impact players with those first round picks and start to build up some blue chip players. And then you can figure out the quarterback situation down the road.
And the quarterback situation in the draft, at least, a lot better in 2023.
Yes.
Than it is in 2022.
And if I'm the Giants, I might even consider trading. I'd try to trade down and acquire more picks. You know, if somebody was trying to get up to get a player at 5 or 7, I'm happily moving down unless I'm just fixated on somebody.
Yeah. It'll be interesting with this draft without that desire to kind of trade up for quarterbacks. Do we see more or less trades in general?
Certainly almost less.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, if you have to stay at 5 and 7 and take 2 players, you need to hit on those players because, you know, this class is pretty good at the top. Like, we know there's some good, you know, quality offensive linemen, some quality, defensive players, whether it's edge rushers or Kyle Hamilton, those guys. Do that. Sorry.
Good?
Yeah, no, not really. We've been talking all day, for 2 days. And, hit on those 2 players, get a steady-handed coach in there, get a smart GM, and just try to sort of build back up. They're trying to flick a switch and win every year. It's like, you're not going to magically do that. And Gettleman's been chasing his own job for 3 years now. It's just stupid. I mean, it's a bad way to operate. As an Eagles fan, you should be thrilled.
I'm thrilled. I love, I said, 2 times a year. So if you're in charge of the search, give me the top 3 names you're calling to bring in to interview.
Doug, Jim Harbaugh, and I don't want to just do all old guys. Maybe Dan Quinn. I'm going to take a tandem. I'm going to cheat and take a tie 3. Call both of the Cowboys guys, Dan Quinn and Kellen Moore. I'm rankling some feathers over. Is that rankling feathers? What is the feathers line? I'm ruffling feathers. Ruffling. That's what I'm doing. I'm ruffling feathers. Oh, Flores is on the list too. Sorry. So I'm delirious at this point. So I would think Doug, Flores, Dan Quinn, /Kellen Moore and Jim Harbaugh are sort of the guys I'm looking for, because I know that, like, Harbaugh in particular, I'd be interested with, because he might not be interested if he doesn't like the roster enough, but if he thinks he can win quickly, he'll come there and he will win quickly. He can flip it around.
And that's someone you're okay with giving some personnel control to.
I would allow him to pick the, or like, I don't think the Giants will do it this way, by the way. I think they will go and get the GM and let the GM hire the coach. And Bieniemy or names in there, I see too. Yeah, I don't have a problem with them. And for the record, Adrian Wilson, who, former NC State player, former VP of pro personnel with the Cardinals now, former Cardinal safety. There's a rumor out there that if Byron Leftwich, who worked with the Cardinals for a while, obviously, got a job, he would want to hire Adrian Wilson as his GM. Adrian Wilson GM, Byron Leftwich coach, is very intriguing. If you can be patient with it.
Patience is a key. I have a final question for you. You know, someday, hopefully this never happens, but say you're about to get fired. What type of requests are you going to make a la Joe Judge in his final hours as Giants coach?
I'm going to ask for Masters tickets on my way out. come on. Throw me a gold. Like, I don't need a gold watch. I've been here 20 years. How about some Masters tickets? And then CBS laughs at me.
I like it. So you're banking on 10 more years?
9 more years.
9 more.
The full Prisco. Pete's been here like 30 years, I think. What about you?
Pete was a Giants fan when he started first working at CBS, and now just hates everything and doesn't root for anyone except for Arizona State.
Hates everything. What would you ask for? Fire Brinson on the way out.
Yeah. Let's get rid of him.
Yeah. Fire Wilson.
Run TikTok. Just put everybody in these situations on the way.
I want Ryan Wilson in charge of TikTok. That's what I want to look for. All right. That'll do it for the Joe Judge is Fired emergency press conference. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Smash that like button if you're on the YouTube. Hit the 5-star review if you're on Spotify. And if you're listening anywhere else, of course, thank you for listening to us. Debo, hopefully this will be, I don't know about hopefully. I'm guessing it's the last emergency
press conference. Does David Culley happen?
Not yet. Not yet.
And when's the first time we emergency podcast for a hiring?
Ooh.
Give me the date.
I'll say Friday.
Really?
Not a coaching hire. Do we emergency podcast for a GM hire?
Probably not.
Okay.
First head coaching hire emergency podcast.
Tuesday, January 18th.
Okay.
6:28 p.m.
They wait for after the playoff game. They're not going to do it on Monday with the playoff game happening.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because, like, typically that might be, like, the first day that we get a hiring.
They get an announcement on the
wild card weekend's over.
Well, and you get the teams who are – so I'll say Tuesday because I think we could see some interviews on – from coordinators of losing teams on Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday again.
But that's the difference this year a little bit, right, is that they're able to talk a little bit more freely? Or was that – at the end of the regular season, does the rules go
like
into place?
Some of the guys weren't eligible to interview, I don't think. Or like you could turn. So I just think you'll see, you know, if I mean, let's say the Rams lose to the Cardinals on Monday night. Actually, that's a bad example because it's Monday night. All right, the Cowboys lose to the 49ers on CBS, 4:30 p.m. in Nickelodeon, Paramount Plus as well on CBS. That Saturday. Sunday, you see maybe a flurry of interviews with Kellen Moore and Dan Quinn, like legit serious interviews. Because I think a lot of guys are willing to talk to the teams, but don't want to, you know, especially if you're somebody who has a family and you're prepping for the playoffs. Like, that's a lot to add into the extra portion of it. So I think we'll see maybe you get that big push where right after the playoffs over, you know, you're out of the playoffs, somebody goes and makes a run at Dan Quinn. Because a lot of times you don't want to do that big interview if you can't, you know, and let him out, you know, you don't want to, you know, it's the old don't let him out of the building thing. You want to bring Dan Quinn in and lock him down. So,
yeah, I would just say don't be afraid to screw this up again, Giants.
Yeah, don't screw it up.
No,
don't be afraid to screw it up.
Don't be afraid to screw it up.
All right. As always, Debo, a pleasure chatting. Ryan Wilson, John Breach are on the outs. Just kidding. They're fine. See you guys later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.